Allie and A.J. Michalka are two sisters who became famous among young teens and preteens for their appearances on TV shows on the Disney Channel. They also star in the MTV production My Super Sweet 16, the movie, which premiered in July. And they sing and write music. Rock critic Ken Tucker says their new album, Insomniatic, is a good example of why teeny bopper pop shouldn't be disdained by listeners of any age.
Allie and AJ, as this sister act is known, specialize in girl power pop featuring melodies both light and dark, with rhythms that have an elastic snap. The song that led off this review, called Closure, begins like a thousand other broken heart tunes, with the words, "Yesterday I saw you with someone new." Then it seizes a phrase from therapy jargon to provide the musical and emotional release, "I'm getting closer to closure." The sisters' stalwart assertion is clever and fun.
Life is good, I can't complain. I mean, I could, but no one's listening. Your image overwhelms my brain, and it feels good, good, good. Now I'm rolling my window down. I love the wind, but I hate the sound. You're like a tattoo that I can't.
One thing I like about Allie and AJ is their self-consciousness. The song I just played, called Like Whoa, is a throwback to the sort of pop Michael Jackson was making with producer Quincy Jones in the 80s. Allie and AJ recall a more innocent time before they were born. Another song here is called Potential Breakup Song. Its chorus? This is the potential breakup song. Our album just needs one. The first time I heard them sing that line, I laughed out loud. And I still chuckle over the nonstop devilishness of this song, Division, another breakup tune. A ballad in which Allie and AJ, their voices entwined, inseparable, tell a loser that he, quotes, gets his degree in your separation from me.
You chose to surrender the best thing that's happened to you. What were you missing? Were you just tripping? Running away from your fear was the best you could do. You made this decision. You chose our division.
For devotees of authenticity out there who hear teen pop as manufactured material for performing puppets, I'll just shrug and point out that Allie and AJ wrote or co-wrote every song on this album. Working with the production team of Antonio Armato and Tim James, the girls take a distinctive vocal approach. Most of the time, they decline to harmonize, but sing as one, as though their voices were spliced together by more than DNA, and tell their stories in the first person singular. The result is terrifically propulsive, headlong music like If I Could Have You Back.
On the subject of you being gone forever, I still can't believe it, I can't see it, I should just stop counting days. On the subject of the future, wouldn't it be nice to leave it open-ended and pretend it could go either way? If I could have
listen past the soaring chorus, the jittery keyboards, and the drum programming. The answer to the question posed in the title is, and I quote again, "It would be better to have a life without the constant indecision over if I could have you back." I'm not usually one to give a fig whether pop music is delivering a positive or uplifting message. But in the midst of Allie and AJ's swirling pleasure, their not-so-nascent feminism seems as logical and inevitable as their exhilarating music.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Insomniatic by Allie and AJ. You can download podcasts of Fresh Air at freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer today is Roberta Shorrock. Ian Chillog directed the show. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Patty Leswing, Sam Brigger, and Jonathan Menhivar. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.
It took too long, it took too long, it took too long for you to call back. And normally I would just forget that, except for the fact it was my birthday, my stupid birthday. I played along, I played along, I played along, rolled right off my back. But obviously my armor was cracked. What kind of a boyfriend would forget that? Who would forget that? The type of guy who doesn't see what he has until she leaves. Don't let me go, 'cause without me you know you're lost. Wise up now, we'll pay.